Lou Burke came into Jesse's office with two cups of coffee. Captain Cat was asleep on the top of the file cabinet. He didn't stir when Burke came in. Burke put one cup down on the desk for Jesse, and he took his to the window and looked out. "Anthony's cruiser," Burke said. "He took it home last night after work, parked it in front of his house. Somebody spray-painted the windshield." Jesse got up with his coffee, came to the window, and stood beside Burke. In the parking lot below was one of the Paradise Cruisers. Clumsily sprayed in blue onto the windshield was the word, "Slut." "I had it towed in," Burke said. "It wouldn't look good to have Anthony driving in, peeking around the graffiti." Jesse sipped some of the coffee and stared down at the cruiser. "Slut," Jesse said. "Maybe it's personal." Burke shrugged and didn't say anything. "Have Perkins go over it," Jesse said. "Probably won't find much, but it'll be good practice for him." Burke nodded. "And ask Anthony to come talk to me," Jesse said. Burke nodded again and left the office. Jesse stood for a while at the window drinking his coffee. He watched as Peter Perkins, the crime scene specialist, came out with his kit. While Jesse watched, Perkins took pictures of the car and dusted it for prints. He scraped a small sample of the paint off the windshield and dropped it into a small envelope. Probably 100 people had had access to the cruiser in the last month, Jesse knew. The prints, to the extent there were any usable ones, would mean almost nothing. Still, the department had an evidence specialist. If he didn't go over the car, what was he getting paid for? Anthony D'Angelo came into the office and Jesse turned from the window.
You wanted to see me, Jesse?"
"Yeah. What can you tell me about the paint job?"
Nothing much. I parked it outside my house, you know, where I live, up on Archer Avenue, after I got off at 11 last night. We always take the cruiser home on that shift unless we're turning it over."
"I know," Jesse said. "That's no problem.
Anyway, I went in, my wife made me a sandwich, and I had a beer and watched the end of the Sox game from Seattle and hit the rack. In the morning, I went out, and there it was."
"Talk to any of the neighbors?" Jesse said.
"No, to tell you the truth, I was a little embarrassed."
"Yeah, I can see why you would be. On the other hand, be less embarrassing if we catch the perp," Jesse said.
"Could it be personal? I mean, slut is a sort of a funny thing to spray on a police cruiser." "You saying it could be about my wife or something?"
"No, I'm asking. Your wife got any enemies?"
"No. And she's no slut either."
"I had to ask, Anthony."
"Sure. Probably some kid mad at me for rousing him off the wall or something. You know what assholes kids are."
Jesse nodded. "Ask around," he said. "See what you learn."
"Sure, Jesse. I'm sorry it happened."
"Not your fault," Jesse said, and D'Angelo left the room.